excited about the future of this team and this organization. So, it came together pretty quickly, and yesterday morning, got a call and couldn't be happier.
Were you tempted at all to wait till the summer?
Not really. I think that there's definitely some appeal in unrestricted free agency, but for me personally, in my situation, I'm happy here. I built relationships here. I have faith in the organization and in the guys in this room. So it was really kind of a no-brainer for me to stay. And they showed great faith in me by giving me this deal. I'm humbled and really proud to be a Jet and just excited about the future.
Maybe that says an awful lot about when this franchise moved from Atlanta. You guys probably didn't know a whole lot about what you were coming to.
Yeah.
But, to recommit to this organization and this town says something about what you think of it.
Yeah, I mean, for me, as soon as I got here, I kind of fell in love with it. It reminds me a lot of home. It's close to home. My parents can, drive up to games, and got to know a lot of people in a short amount of time just around the city. And really, just have really enjoyed my time here. And then the hockey side, I'm excited for the future. I think we have the right people here, especially in the front office and in ownership and a coaching staff as well. So, I think the future is bright.
We look at your role as a leader on this team. How much do you enjoy, being in the room beside a guy like Trouba and the other youngsters in this group, that you have an opportunity to try and get them going in the right direction?
It's so much fun. I think, when you first come in the league, you have guys like that. And you never really look down the road and think, I might be one of those guys someday. And now I'm kind of at that point. And it's a lot of fun. I think I was lucky when I first got in the league to have good veterans, guys that kind of took me under their wing. Shane Knighty, for instance. But I really was. And so I was able to learn from them. And if I can pass on a little bit of that, it's a good thing.
Who were some of those guys, Mark, at all seriousness when you first got to Boston?
When I first came in, Zdeno Chara was, a big one. He's our captain, and he a fellow defenseman, so he really helped me a lot. We had guys like Aaron Ward, Shane Knighty, Derek Morris. There's a lot of guys that came through. I'm just naming defensemen here, but guys that really helped me along.
Have you used some of what they taught you to work with guys like Jacob Trouba, for instance?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the game has changed a lot since I first came in, so it is a little bit different, but if I can bring a little bit of the old school mentality to him, that's good. I think that still needs to be a little bit of that. Still needs to be a little bit of that around as well. But he's for a guy like Troops. I mean, it makes it easy on me. He doesn't need a whole lot of help.
You're not even 30 yet, so I might get a cross check for this. But would this be around the last contract time for you, or is this still just to keep things stable for you?
Well, I'm not sure. We'll have to see how things go. But, if I had it my way, I'd play until I was 45. But that probably, don't know if the body is going to hold up that long. So, I'm just gonna play, play the same way. Earn this deal. They showed great faith in me, like I said. So it's my job to earn it. And we'll see what happens from there.